You're listening to the Geek Saga podcast. This episode features audio that was recorded at a discussion panel at DragonCon 2024. Please consider backing us at patreon.com/geeksaga_entertainment for early access to these podcasts and other perks.
All right, it's 10 o'clock. Let's go ahead and get this party started. Woo-hoo! So this is Worst Person in Westeros. We're going to do this as a bracket tournament. We have chosen via Facebook poll because that's the most scientific way of choosing something like this. Because Facebook works so well. We've chosen 8 characters from House of the Dragon only. Last year we did General, A Song of Ice and Fire, and it ended up being just the mainline series characters. So we're doing one with just the House of the Dragon, and I really want to know who wins on this one. Billy thinks he knows already. Yeah. So
I'll flip the table if it doesn't
work. I understand.
Yeah. I'll feebly push against the table. Yeah.
Okay, so before we get started and introduce our panelists, let's kind of go over the ground rules of how this works. We have 8 characters. The panelists will argue for a few minutes about each pairing to try to convince the audience of our point of view. Then we'll do a vote by raise of hands. When we're doing our arguing, are we cool with book spoilers for future seasons of House of the Dragon? Yep. If you are cool with future spoilers, raise your hand. Okay, cool. Well, we can do that. Okay.
Okay. If you're not cool.
If you don't want spoilers, raise your hand.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Billy. Okay.
The crowd has has failed to rally to me for the last.
I think that looking at the list that we have, we can probably avoid future spoilers for the most part. Because the only character on this list that I think there would be major future spoilers for, one of the main spoilery things is almost 99.9% certainly not going to happen. So that's all I'm going to say.
All right, so let's go ahead and introduce our panelists. I'm Jennifer. I am the track director for High Fantasy, and you probably see me on a whole bunch of panels already this weekend, and you will see me on more later. I like to talk about things I enjoy, as you know, that's why we have Dragon Con. All right, I'm going to start down at the end of the table. Who are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, my name is Seth Lockhart. I like Game of Thrones. I'm a fan. I've read the books a couple of times. I've watched the show a couple of times. I work with electronics, and then I also do some beta stuff for Amazon and Prime shows.
I'm Billy Todd. I'm primarily at DragonCon, I'm primarily a Brandon Sanderson person. I do a lot of Cosmere stuff. I also do some Wheel of Time stuff as well. When it comes to A Song of Ice and Fire, I am a show person. The last time I read A Word of Martin was 2002. So, I do not even pretend to any working knowledge of any of the books. I am a show strictly person.
My name is Hanako Ricks. I'm the host and creator of the Fandom Hybrid podcast, and House of the Dragon is one of the shows that we discuss on our podcast. I am also a show mainly person, although for House of the Dragon, I have read Fire and Blood and the Rogue Prince chapter, which really gave us the same information as Fire and Blood, but it was Fire and Blood, yeah.
Hey, I'm Tara. You can find me online at A Geek Saga. My main podcast is The Geek Saga Show, which does have a House of the Dragon series called Hot D Takes, but also covers a myriad of other things, including, like, we have a Battlestar Galactica series that's been going, and also 90s and noughties cringe factor, where we watch and dissect and make fun of 90s and early 2000s teen movies and rom-coms. Yeah, it's pretty funny. I also ran Ice and Fire Con for 10 years. It was the first ever Game of Thrones Song of Ice and Fire convention in the US, and like, we'll hopefully eventually be coming back in some form, but your person needed a break after 10 years, so.
So our Elite 8, for
Ignominious 8?
Yeah, whatever that is, okay? All right, so our first pairing is Kristen Cole versus Viserys. Okay, easy. Okay.
All right, so.
Go for it,
I'm
Seth.
I'm going to take devil's advocate on all of these.
Good.
They're all devils.
So, Kristen Cole, can we? It's after 10.
Yeah, right. That's why we do this after 10.
he likes to get his pee-pee wet. But otherwise, Viserys being a poor king affected Westeros more than Christian Cole did.
He's the kingmaker. Come on, Christian Cole's gotta be worse.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I'm automatically disagreeing with you on this because Kristen Cole. Cole of House Slaw is what we call him on our podcast. Sir Cole of House Slaw over here is a 4chan red pillar, okay? And he's like so big angy that like he slept with Rhaenyra once and she was apparently so good that he was so mad that she wouldn't run away to Essos and give up, like, I don't know, her entire freaking inheritance for him, that he was like, okay, well, let me just screw you over in every way possible, and also I'm gonna fuck your best friend.
Right.
Former best friend, I suppose. Viserys, in terms of Viserys being a poor king, was he a good king? No. But if we're only focusing on show Viserys, I really think that there's not enough there to prove that Viserys was actually a bad king and the person who, like, caused... It wasn't Viserys. Alicent misheard shit, auto-manipulated people, and...
But he was manipulating. Christian Cole didn't manipulate him. He just liked sleeping with all the pretty women.
Never he missed
an opportunity. I agree that he is a red pill, though.
Yeah, he definitely has strong incel
bias.
But worse for Westeros.
He beat that guy to death during the party, and we didn't deserve it.
You can't be the worst person in Westeros if you're inside a good man. And Viserys is a good man.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
I thought you were going somewhere else. I was trying to figure out weight.
Listen, this is not quite that kind of panel.
Not dead.
Yeah, I have to agree with Tara. Like, Viserys is here and Kristen Cole is, like, up under this stage. Like, there's no... No.
I think, for me, the name of this panel is the worst person in Westeros, not the worst person for Westeros. And Kristen Cole's a piece of shit, y'all. Piece of shit.
He is pretty.
He's one shot in front of the soul. And I mean, everybody on this show is pretty. Let's get that straight.
Viserys.
Well, yeah. Listen, have you ever seen Patty Considine in person without that makeup?
Yeah. So, the problem for me is it's like, okay, Kristen Cole knows the rules. They're rules that he signed up for. He knows that he's hypocritically broken them. Right. He knows he's hypocritically broken them, and he still continues to exercise his authority over other people who are struggling with those rules themselves.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. Never mind the fact that he's like, we know there's a bastard problem in Westeros. There's a problem with bastards. There's a systemic issue with bastards.
Not anymore.
There is a reason why the Kingsguard is not allowed to do what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's a threat to the state. And he knows that he's doing that and then repeats it. It's not like he's like, oh man, Rhaenyra, she's so hot. There's no way a human could possibly resist that, but also Alicent. That's not okay. This guy knows that he is a persistent threat to the state of Westeros, and if there's anything that Westeros needs, it's strong governance, and that man is a threat to it. Viserys may not be strong government, but his heart is at least consistently in the right place. He may be the good, bad king, but he is at least the good king first. I think this is not close. Put Kristen Cole in the hole.
When you actually bringing up the idea of bad governance, when Baby Gon over here is like, hey, let's put Sir Cole of House Slaw as like hand of the king, right? He sucks at it. He's so bad.
Well,
like, listen, we can all argue about how Otto is awful in a lot of ways, but he is very effective as hand of the king. And Kristen Cole was the exact opposite.
But not only that, but Kristen Cole also, I will say this to Kristen Cole's credit. Okay, to Kristen Cole's credit, when he's offered the hand, when he's offered the whole hand, he's like, this is a bad idea. Like,
I don't want it.
And the Greens are winning right now because of them.
He's the only one in the council that works with the king.
Yeah, his military decisions have put the Greens currently in the lead.
But again, the test is the best
I
person.
I hate Christine Cole, too. I'm just arguing. Yeah, so
somebody has to feel content here.
Yeah.
Right?
So here's an argument in favor of Viserys being the worst person, because we all are like, oh, Viserys, he's trying so hard. He straight up murdered his wife.
He
literally held her down while someone cut her open. I don't like that.
Well, okay.
I think that's bad.
Agree. It's really terrible. But what I will say is the mistake Viserys made in that situation was not being honest with Emma about what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because the choice was lose both or possibly save the baby.
Yeah.
And he could have taken a hot minute to have the discussion with Emma about hey, either you're both going to die or maybe the baby will live. And I think she would have understood. And I think that does that make Viserys as a whole a bad person? I don't think so, because I think it was him. Put yourself in that situation and the idea of that anxiety and oh my God, I don't know what to do, but I'm the king and they're pressuring me to make a decision. It was a really bad freaking decision, and he also regretted it for the rest of his life. When he died, his whole thing was I'm going to Emma. I think that, was it a really freaking bad thing that he did? Yes, but one really bad decision doesn't necessarily, if one really bad decision made every single person in the world a bad person overall, then I'm pretty sure we'd all be fucked.
Not only that, but that scenario is, listen, I'm about to get some booze. That scenario is an inherent risk to being the royal family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you
sign
up to be the royal family, you are signing up, you are equating your physical health to the health of the state.
Yeah.
In most, in Cinderella, you don't talk that way, but this is Game of Thrones, dude. This is Game of Thrones, and this is life or death stuff plus dragons, and that's how statecraft works, right? And the fact that there is an injustice in this is a reason why this is not a good form of government, right? But if everybody has understood that this is the form of government, yes, he's put in a bad position, and yes, it's a shitty place to be, but that is, them's the rules of that situation, and maybe the correct choice was actually never marry into the royal family to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. So my anti-Christian Kroll stance stems from a book, The TV Show Change, when he's dealing with Allison and Helena has to make the choice between her kids. That's where I say Christian Kroll was the worst at that point.
Yeah.
Where he was supposed to be defending the royal family, and he's, that's... So, I'm arguing for Viserys somebody...
He's defending some part of the royal family.
All right, I gotta cut us off here, because otherwise we will not have time for everybody else.
Yep.
All right, so, audience, if you think Kristen Cole is the worst person in this pairing, raise your hand.
Kristen Cole down in the hole.
Okay. All right. If you think it's Viserys,
raise your hand.
All right. Kristen Cole advances.
Okay.
I know. There's no winners here.
The constant theme of Song of Ice and Fire is no one wins.
Yeah. All right. So, brother versus brother, it is Aemon versus Aegon.
How would you like to defend yourself, sir?
Aegon, it all killed the first time around, and my brother had it coming, so.
So, we have a sex criminal versus a murderer.
You know what? I am actually going to say, I'm going to go with Aegon, because if you think about Aegon's treatment of Aemon throughout their childhood going into him becoming king, he's kind of a shitty person to his brother. And it's like, I feel like everything that Aemon has done in order to get that spot on the throne has been in direct, retaliation for the way that Aegon treated him. If Aegon treated his brother a little bit better, then maybe he wouldn't be sitting up in the bed, with a burst penis, kissing down his leg and not able to do anything. I think Aegon he's the reason for Aemon doing what he's doing.
He's the reason for
this. I'm of two minds on this. I am in entire agreement with you about Aegon is probably the worst, because he created Aemon more than anybody else did, right? He bullied his younger brother, and he was, yes, of course, Rhaenyra's kids were a little bit involved in, like, the pink dread thing in the first season and whatever, but, like, let's be real. Aegon bullied the crap out of his brother. Also, let's not forget all of the other crimes that Aegon has committed. All of that said, I still believe Aegon is the worst, but also there's that, ooh, shoot, Aemon tried to be a kinslayer. Like, he didn't quite succeed, but he might as well have, like...
Well, no, he is a kinslayer because he killed his nephew.
Are we talking book canon or show canon? Because in show canon, it looked like surprise Pikachu face Aemon didn't actually mean to do that, and he just lost control of his dragon, which is kind of legitimate. I don't think that was like a purposeful kinslaying, but he legitimately tried to kill his brother.
Yes. Yeah.
So that said, I still think Aegon is the worst because Aegon is the reason Aemond is the way he is.
And look,
it goes back and back and back and back, guys.
I think I'm losing the name because all of their names are the same. Aemond is an exact foil for Viserys' brother, in my opinion.
Dave.
So he got treated shit, and Aemon was treated like shit. Aemon was just able to take better action against the older brother. I think David Tennant's character tried.
You're talking about Matt Damon?
What show are you watching?
It is late. I've been in this room all day. But I think there's a foil between the family of. I defend. I don't know. I'm going to go 50-50, I think.
This is a tough one.
I was very pompously up here before the panel. I was like, this is clearly Aemon. Aemon's the asshole here. And I have to say that you really put a dent in my facade. smug. I think I'm on team screw Aemon here, though. Because here's the problem.
Phrasing.
True. There are a couple of things. One, I think Aegon is a bully throughout his youth, but... A lot of that is, I won't say appropriate, but it is developmentally appropriate for an asshole teenage spoiled kid, to a degree.
We haven't got the Alex at the
To a degree. None of that is a justification for barbecuing your brother at 500 feet.
Look, we're just gonna assume that all of these people have committed many, many war crimes.
But also, don't forget that Aegon also had all of the rat catchers murdered because one of them was involved in the plot.
40, 50, thousands of people.
Yeah.
We burned
all they had to do was ask which rat catcher had a dog.
Aemon is on record advocating, committing, and feeling pretty chill about war crimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, he's over here barbecuing cities and his brother.
Hey, Christian Cole. There's hanging it on.
When your behavior is enough to where Christian Cole looks at you and is like, God.
Oh my God. If the incel doesn't like you, then maybe there's a problem. Shoot, now you might have just changed my mind.
Okay, so number one, that's a problem. Number two, when your own mom is kind of like, okay, that's a character test.
Well, but to be fair, she's like that with both of them.
Okay, so listen, you're not wrong.
She's got resting.
Only the kid she didn't raise.
She's got resting disappointment.
And perfect, pure Helena, who does not deserve to be involved in any of this.
So I think for me, the issue is the weight of Aemon's decisions are after he's been old enough to know better. And when he's actively made a decision, almost all of his decisions have been to inflict harm. Yeah. Not just to, when Aegon is saying we need to go kill the rat catchers, is it an immature, bad, poorly thought out plan? Yes. Is it plausibly linked to statecraft? Maybe. Okay, probably not. It's really terrible. But it's different from, I want to see this dude burn in front of me. Okay, which is real Targaryen trait. That is not so great. Okay.
But I think we have to remember, even though they look a little bit older in the show,
Except
Aemon
for Aegon.
Aemon is still supposed to be like around 16, 17, if I'm not mistaken.
He's like 26,
maybe. Oh, yeah, no, it is that Steve Buscemi meme where he's like, hello, fellow young Targaryens, I'm totally young too.
But Aemon is the person who is carrying around all of the trauma from his childhood and every, you know, the bullying, because you have to think about it, it wasn't just his brother who was bullying him. His brother pulled in the three strong children, as they say.
Hey,
include in
blasphemy.
But you get what I'm saying. It's for Aemon, that's like insult on top of injury, because you're not only bullying him, you're bringing in the three so-called bastards to also help bully you. And for someone like him, that's betrayal on top of betrayal.
Right.
And he doesn't have the emotional maturity to process all of that. So the only thing he can do is act out in anger when something...
So I hear all of that, and I accept much truth in this. There is much truth in this, comma, but...
How many people are Westeros?
Here's the problem. The problem is this. If a dude bullies you, your brother bullies you, your brother kicks in the door when you're in the pleasure house and he makes fun of you in front of this really, you know, bizarre mother surrogate that you have. None of this is okay. All of this is answered with a punch in the face.
Yeah.
Not with burning cities to the ground.
Why use a punch in the face when you have a dragon?
When you punch Aegon in the face, you're punching the person that did it. When you're burning a village, when you're burning a keep, you're striking at the universe. You're striking at the kingdom itself. That makes you a worse person than hitting back at the person who's responsible for your pain.
Right. So I defend that by they're at war. War crimes are okay in Westeros because they don't have the genie.
Well, there's no such thing as a war crime.
And I was going to say, the first, when they were there, where Aegon got burned, that was war.
Yeah.
The second time, the city, that's because he was pissed because his sister had three additional dragons and nobody bothered to tell him.
Sure.
That, again, a petty response.
I think it's right to say that these things are caused. They're triggered by that behavior. I think that's all true.
Yeah.
But whether they're justified by it is a separate question.
I'm going to cut you guys off because now we got to vote. Because, again, we got a lot of war crimes to get through tonight, guys. Okay? This one's going to be a tough one. All right. All in favor of Aemond One Eye.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
That is a hard Even the guy cosplaying as Aemon is raising.
All right, put your hands down. Okay, all in favor of Aegon the Elder. Okay, Aemon advances. Now it is Daemon versus Otto Hightower.
Daemon. Somebody else needs to start this discussion because I am like, mm-mm.
So you have the pedophile versus the pimp.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, so this is my argument last year for Game of Thrones, original. Everything bad happening in Westeros right now is because Otto Hightower manipulated the situation.
Yeah.
In point blank. If Otto had not been handed the king, there would be no war.
Exactly.
We don't know that.
Anyway, it would have been no war.
Because we
I know for a fact. I talked to George R.R. Martin.
He's right there.
I Twittered him
just
that. George. If Tyrion Lannister had been handed the king, would it be war? Not, obviously. Not.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that. I feel like a lot of this is laid at Otto's feet because, one, when your daughter is married to the king and she's just living her peaceful life, it's already been decided that Rhaenyra is going to be the heir. You are the one who plant the suggestion in her head that once Rhaenyra takes the throne, she's going to kill your children in order to secure her claim. I don't think Rhaenyra would have done that simply because of the love she had for Alicent, and Viserys made it known that she was going to be heir. If they had just left it like that, it would have been cool, but Otto having to be in control, having to, you know, try to escalate his family's status, he was the one that fucked everything up.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then my counter argument for Otto is if he was actually still hand of the king, the Greens would have probably already won.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting thing that him being there fucked everything up, and then him leaving fucked everything up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a double whammy of bad.
Well, I think the problem there is Otto has unleashed powers he can't control. The whole idea of this is I'm going to put my legacy on the throne, and you don't control your legacy, right? You can set the groundwork for it, but you don't get to control it. These people still don't understand that Targaryen blood is not a good thing
Right. The story is telling itself, but they've not heard it all yet. And I think Otto made a bet, and that bet is that Rhaenyra, like everybody else, can't be trusted. And I think we as viewers and readers probably believe, certainly as readers, because my understanding is the book is written the way it is. All right, we as viewers believe that Rhaenyra probably would have held to that rule. She, like you say, she would have done the right thing. Otto would have been wrong about her.
At worst, she would have exiled.
She might have exiled, right?
At worst.
And I think that Otto, the problem is Otto has learned the lesson from generations beforehand that would be correct if any other player was on the board except Rhaenyra. And he doesn't trust her not to be like everybody else. And does that make him a terrible person?
So if he would have raised his grandchildren to be better...
That's not his job. He's a grandpa, okay? Let's be real. Like, that is not his job. I don't want to give Otto any credit, but it is
a better father to his daughter.
Yes, exactly.
This to me is the tiebreaker, and this is where I'm going to come down against Otto. For me, he's acting as the hand of the king in order to advance the Hightower position. That is a conflict of interest.
Yes.
And he is breaching. He is, back to what I said about Kristen Cole, he knows why he's in the role, and he is betraying the role by advocating for something else.
Which is why Viserys dismissed him.
Which is why he needed to go. The problem that I have with Otto is, if Otto had said, you know what, I don't think Rhaenyra can be trusted if a Lannister is married, if instead of it being a Hightower, it's a Lannister. If he had gone in and said, but we know that Otto is not the kind of person who would have put a Lannister or a Stark or a Baratheon or anybody else in that position. He was only ever going to put a Hightower in that position because he's here for the Hightowers, and that's why he's a piece of shit.
I mean, here's my question. This is totally an aside. Do not make this a discussion, but he has a whole ass other son. Why was this kid never ever put up? He's Kristen Cole's age. Why was he never given as... Anyway, just saying.
I was just going to ask, do you really believe that Otto thought that Rhaenyra would kill his grandkids? Or was he really just plotting and using that as an excuse to advance his family? Which I think was probably...
I think he was thinking, what would I do if I was Rhaenyra? Yes. I would absolutely murder this kid.
I think your question is on point. It doesn't matter. And the reason why I think it doesn't matter is because even if you accept Otto's logic, it's still self-serving.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I agree with that. He's a piece of shit.
I'm just going to insert one thing real quick, and that's that if we are only going with show versions of these characters, Otto is absolutely the worst. That's it.
Yeah.
There is stuff that happens with Daemon in Fire and Blood that I don't think is ever going to happen in the show. And if it did, I still think Otto might edge out a little bit on being the worst, but definitely without the stuff that is going to not happen.
And in particular, Daemon himself has had the opportunity numerous times to cause a crisis on the throne and has stepped back every time. Mm-hmm. And that is the difference between him and Otto. And that's Otto's got a different...
And let's not forget, Otto put forth his daughter not only as a companion to Viserys, but he also did it with Jaehaerys.
Yeah. Why don't you put on your mom's clothes and go talk to the king?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's not weird at all.
Absolutely worse.
Okay. No. Yeah, you've had your hand up.
I was just going to say that Otto's the one who suggests Rhaenyra as heir to Viserys. Viserys wasn't even thinking about that until he did that to screw Daemon. So he also helps put Rhaenyra in a position to be heir just to try to screw her over. So he helps put Rhaenyra forward in a way she may not have been necessarily.
But you suggested this thing and then it came to pass and they were like, wait, no, now my daughter has had kids by you, so I want to take it all back.
Yeah. So I think a lot of that was just...
you suck.
A lot of that is just anybody but Daemon. Okay, now I've got options that aren't anybody but Daemon. I'm going to pick what I think is the best option.
Billy's right that Otto's going to make the decision that's best for the Hightower at that moment. Mm-hmm. No forethought in it. Yeah. He was against Daemon, cut Daemon out of the way, and then started on Rhaenyra's to get Rhaenyra's out.
Good
of the
way. Good luck. You can always count on him to do one thing right.
Yeah, but he underestimated Viserys' loyalty to his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rhaenyra.
All right. Yeah, I got to cut it. I know we've got Okay. All right. So Daemon versus Otto. All right. All in favor of Daemon as the worst person in Westeros.
You didn't even talk about him.
I know.
That doesn't mean you can't vote for him.
All right.
He missed out on like all of season two, but like, listen, he learned some lessons in season two, you guys.
Yeah.
Come back 2 years from now when House of the Dragon season three has happened, and then we'll revisit this.
All right. Just to confirm, all in favor of Otto Hightower. Alright. Yeah, you know, Daemon is also surprised he's not the worst person in Westeros.
I'm pretty sure he said the same exact thing last year, and I agree.
So, our last first pairing is Laris Clubfoot versus Alicent.
The group already voted.
Okay.
This is the weirdest pairing.
Yeah.
Let's be real. For obvious reasons, Laris Littlefooter.
I had to do a second tie-breaking poll between four different people to get this pairing. So
you know why I'm calling him Laris Littlefooter, right? He's Littlefinger. But he has a foot on flashing. Come on. Hey, we do not kink shame. We kink ask why. Okay.
Allison is with Christian Cole when the rat catcher gets in there with Helena. Helena is a cinnamon roll, and whenever she's involved, I defend her.
Yeah. As you should.
So, yeah. So in this case, fuck Allison.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll be completely honest. I think we could just roll with that and be like, oh my God, Allison, you're the worst mother ever. You continually put your daughter in your perfect cinnamon roll daughter who just deserves to like be able to play with her crickets in their cages. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Continually put her in super dangerous situations. Not just messing with Chris and Cole on the side while, I don't know, your grandchild is getting killed, but also then after that, they go through the streets with their little freaking parade,
yeah.
And Helena does not want to do the thing, and Allison makes her do it, and then Allison makes her go to the Sept with her, and they get attacked by the small folk.
Yeah, they don't need to go
riding
anywhere like, in public
for
together.
For Christ's sake, Allison, just let your freaking daughter play with her creepy crawlers in her bedroom.
And going back to my argument about Aegon earlier, if it wasn't for Allison being a horrible fucking mother, then maybe Aegon wouldn't be such a bad person.
Yeah.
And Aemon wouldn't be such a bad person. Allison, even though, okay,
all I hear
again,
is all the high towers on the work.
I mean, and water is wet. I mean, Allison, as a mother, if you had taken more time with your children, if you had given them just a little bit of love, a little bit of attention, aside from them being like the spare heirs or whatever was going through her mind, I think a lot of this conflict could have been avoided. Now, granted, we still got Otto there kind of whispering in her ear, but I think if she had just taken a little bit more time with her boys, then both of them wouldn't be such horrible, horrible people. And we've had discussions about the fact that Alicent lost her mother. She didn't know how to be a mother and that sort of thing. But if you, without a parent, know what that feels like, then don't be an absentee parent to your children, because we don't really see Allison interact with her children until they're much older or until she's defending them because one of them got his ass whooped.
Or gives you the disappointed look.
I want to throw one thing in here just because like I feel like nobody's talking about Laris. Yes, we all know he is freaking horrible. He's creepy, okay? He killed his brother and his father. He is a kinslayer. I don't want to discount these horrible things that Laris did. The thing is that Laris's things are kind of, I don't know, they're like insular almost, whereas Allison's bad decisions have like way more far-reaching consequences.
Yeah.
So I think that's why she has become the focus of this debate.
And we don't really expect good things from Laris, so.
For me, the thing is this. You got two kids and I only thank God no mamas. And they got a mama. The mama's the one that's the problem. She gotta go.
All right, you in the back.
not to kink shame, but Laris basically Harvey Weinstein Alicent, mm-hmm. like blackmailed her through sexual coercion.
Yeah.
Not only did he kill his parents, but he's also like a really rapey guy. And
the vibes are bad.
So like this is like small scale evil versus big scale evil.
Yeah.
But like that small scale evil is truly evil.
I wouldn't even say large scale evil on Alicent. Just, you know, small scale evil versus large scale, not there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
Alicent didn't do evil, she just didn't do good.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Laris, we know he was harmful to Alicent, he was harmful to his brother and his father, and, you know, maybe a few people in Harrenhal. Alicent's decisions and the things that she does and the trickle down effect, she's affecting a whole kingdom.
And not only that, but she's doing this to the only people kingdom that can ride dragons. These kids are weapons of mass destruction. And she's raising them with no conscience. Yeah. That mm-hmm. is not okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, front row.
Kids. Not to discount any of the bad things or good things Alicent should have done or whatever, but it wasn't really insular what Laris did. If the argument earlier, because this is all Otto's fault, if he wasn't king, this wouldn't happen.
Right.
Laris didn't kill his dad, he killed the hand of the king, which is what brought Otto back. Yeah. If he didn't do that, then Otto wouldn't come back, and according to that logic, none of this would happen if Otto would, right? So
still gotta pick Otto, though.
Yeah. Maybe still pick Otto, but that means you have to pick Laris.
Disagree with
right?
me.
No, I mean, I like that. I have to replace Otto. All right. The next hand of the key.
I'm gonna call on two hands, and then we're gonna do the vote, okay? Black and white shirt.
I was just gonna say, with Alicent, she knows what Aegon is, and she's known what he is for a long time, and then to still have Helaena, who's very fragile, marry him and have kids with him, I feel like that is also very deeply terrible.
I think that was going to happen anyway.
Control.
The brother sister marriage is going to happen anyway.
I don't know which one's worse to marry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Red dress in the back.
I was also going to say too, like with the High Towers, it's almost like a different culture with how loyal they are to their family. So a lot of times we think like in our perspective, like how we grow up, oh, if our parents say something, we can just be like, my parent, I can cut you off, da da da. But other cultures in this world do not have that same privilege to say, hey, my mom or my dad said this, I'm gonna cut them off and not invite them to a wedding, you know? So it's like having that understanding of they have a whole different culture and mindset with loyalty and family. Mm. Does that make them bad people because that's their culture of loyalty and family? I don't know.
She was loyal to her family, wouldn't she take care of her kids? But to her,
that's taking care of her kids. Because that's what Otto did. That's what the High Towers did.
It goes back and back.
All right, this one's going to be a close one, I think. Well, let's go ahead and do the vote. All right, all in favor of Laris being the worst person?
Wow.
No. Okay.
It's going to be real close.
All right. All in favor of Alicent?
I think there's enough people not raising their hands that Laris might win this one.
Yeah.
I think that was a Laris win.
Okay.
To be fair, I'm going to say this real quick, that Alicent is kind of a victim in a lot of stuff. Like, she's a victim in her dad's ploys. She's a victim in a lot of stuff, so.
All right, we are down to our final four. Kristen Cole, Eamon, Otto, and Laris.
What's the first pair?
All right, our first pair is Kristen Cole versus Eamon.
Oh, no.
Okay, all right, you want to start?
Get the hell out of here, Kristen Cole. Eamon is worse than Kristen Cole.
Okay.
Eamon is worse than Kristen Cole. I can't believe I even have to justify it. Kristen Cole is not okay, and he's sketchy, and he's skeevy, and he's red-pilled as hell, but he has not actually barbecued anybody's skin, much less at scale. Yeah. And wind scales.
He could. He could. He could.
And so, no, he could. No, Kristen Cole could burn. He could set fire to it.
He's got matches.
He could put things to the toilet.
He doesn't have a dragon.
You don't have to have a dragon to set fire to the toilet. We did it in real life. We don't have dragons in real life. But this dude right here, he knows what he did. Eamon is worse and should advance to the finals.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with you on that one. Because for all of Aemon's faults, Aemon has reasons for why he did what he did, especially when it comes to his brother. But you have Kristen Cole, who murdered a man in cold blood just because he was teasing him about being cuckolded. And then you have another murder in cold blood just because the guy said y'all trying to usurp the throne is out of the question. And you literally slammed this man's head down into the attendance ball.
Oh my God, the attendance ball.
All because you can't control your fucking temper.
Okay, here's the thing though. If that's true for Kristen Cole, it's true 100 times more for Aemon. If Kristen Cole is excused because some dude came up and made fun of him in front of somebody, what the hell is it? How in the hell is it not worse to set fire to innocent civilians?
Kristen Cole is the reason Rook's Rest was a freaking fireball situation, okay? You could blame this on Aemon all you want because he's the one that brought in Vhagar, but Kristen Cole was the one that made the plan with Aemon to bring in Aemon and Vhagar to Rook's Rest and kill our Queen of Sidon.
But the purpose of that was not to kill the people in Rook's Rest. The purpose of that was to kill a dragon.
Vhagar also burned like half of their own army.
But Aemon,
we're talking about an entirely different person now.
Fine, it's late.
Aemon said, there's a bunch of civilians. How about I barbecue them? End of day. I mean, he did this. This is a thing that he did.
Yeah.
And he did it knowing he didn't even have to do it.
For me, like, what the difference is Aemon acting out of, like, just childish, like, immaturity. Don't get me wrong. Not saying he's right. But Kristen Cole does this stuff out of, like,
okay,
I'm pissed about this thing that this person did to me, so.
Okay, I see a lot of hands.
Oh, there's so many.
Let me come one sentence. The one sentence is this. If you're a civilian and you see Kristen Cole coming or you see Aemon coming, which one are you more scared of? Answer is Aemon. End of analysis.
So how I put it is, Kristen Cole and Aemon working together.
I'm with you.
Who had the dragon and made the decision to do it?
Yes. You and I are best friends.
Kristen Cole
now.
Didn't get on the back of the dragon. So he...
But I think the original plan was he was supposed to be there because they were trying to lure Rhaenyra out, and Rhaenys and Meleese ended up coming. So originally
that was Kristen Cole's idea.
He was supposed to be there for the dragon. Exactly. Now, when Aegon decides to bring his drunk ass on and join in the fray because he feels like he's got something to prove, and mommy just hurt his feelings again, another thing for Allison being a bad mother. But I think at that point, Aemon was like, okay, you know what? You are a shit king. Let me go ahead, kill you, and kill all the witnesses so I can come in and fix all of this.
Which honestly has some merit to it. Yeah. But he then later burned a village.
Some people's arms are very tired. I want to call on a couple of them. Okay, you in the very back with the red thing.
My main question is this about who is worse or whose actions cause worse things? Because if Cole had a dragon...
If Sir Cole of House Law had a dragon, the only person he would have attacked is Rhaenyra.
Killing one person or killing 10,000 people is obviously an easy comparison.
Right.
But as far as whether they're a bad person or the worst person is what I'm asking is...
Okay, blue hair and lots of bracelets.
Mr. Krusty, his whole thing is he's supposed to be a knight. He dishonored himself and then made it everyone else's problem.
Dishonored on him, dishonored on
him. He sent Sir Arik to die. Literally die. Like, here, guy, try to go kill this person. You'll probably die in the attempt, but, like, who cares, right?
Okay, all right, I'm going to take two more questions and then we'll move on. Okay, you there with the green lanyard.
It isn't called the highest body count in Westeros, and Kristen's gone around now and told everybody just how much he wishes he had a dragon.
Okay. All right. Camp Half-Blood.
Kristen Cole was Aemon's mentor from the time that Aemon was a kid. Like, you see him in the yard egging Aemon on, like, to bully the
mentor.
And if he's planning with him, he's like, yeah, you should go. Like, if he's supposed to be, like, more of a mentor figure to a kid he knows doesn't really have a good father figure, and he's the one who's putting him in this position to, like, Like, he trained him. They're in the yard training together, so.
Okay.
Mentor.
Oh, my God, Billy. Okay. I know, I see you, but Billy has to talk.
Sorry, yeah. All right, I'll yield in just 1 second. The one thing I want to say about this is, after seeing the effects of Dragonfire, Kristen Cole said, oh, my God, this should not happen, and Hagen said, sign me up for another ride.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but also, like, oopsie, like, you created this, my dude.
No. I think pretty much every woman in here will agree with me on this, which is Eamon is like an anime villain.
Yes.
Kristen Cole is a real guy.
Okay.
Walking down the street, who do I fear more? I'm not scared of an anime villain. I am scared of, like,
Yes. Thank you so much.
Are you more afraid of Eamon or a bear in the woods?
All right. All right, we do have to take our vote because we are going to run out of time. Kristen Cole versus Eamon. All in favor of Kristen Cole. All right. All in favor of Eamon. I appreciate your enthusiasm.
That's
Kristen Cole. I mean, really, we all lose with Kristen Cole.
This insight thing was just getting to us. King Henry's wife. From King Henry's wife, yeah.
I know what I'm talking about.
A minute ago, I said, if you're a village and you see Kristen Cole or Eamon coming, which one is more afraid of? But you just said, if I'm an individual, right?
Yep.
If I'm an individual.
If I'm a woman.
Right. Yeah. But this is what I'm getting at is as a viewer, this resonates on an individual level as a viewer, right? And it's more visceral, it's more real. And in that sense, he presents a greater and more realistic terror than Eamon
exactly.
does. Yes.
I think that also is going to carry into this last break.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we got to start. All right, Otto versus Laris. How are we feeling? How do we feel about
really
this one?
Do we really need to discuss this? I'm
Like,
Laris is bad, but Otto is way
better.
Let's talk this one out.
Let's do a move for summary vote on this.
No, we got to talk. Okay.
We got 8 minutes.
I'm well aware. Yeah, flower bracelet.
So, what's worse, looking after your family or looking after yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Otto looks after for the high towers. Morris looks after for himself and the feet of the women he can.
Okay, we're disagreeing on this. We're 10% less friends.
Okay, all right, leather jacket.
How is pimping out the daughter?
Thank you. I was just about to make that point. I was just.
You made sure she made a good marriage.
Yeah.
Ew. I know.
Seven,
like, eight. Just in, like, mid-season two, when sat down and she, like, really kind of wanted to talk to him, and she's got tears in her eyes. I've sinned. I don't want to.
No. Nope. Don't want to hear about it.
No. Yeah.
Not my problem.
Yeah, we all said move on.
All right. Yeah. White T-shirt.
If we're saying that Kristen Cole is worse than Eamon because he's just like a worse guy and he's scary individually, then Laris is absolutely worse.
Yeah.
As an individual, than Otto may have worse consequences because of his power, but Laris is creepy and gross.
Listen, I'm here for that, dude.
I think the most empathy I ever had for Allison is when she finds out that Laris has replaced all of her maids with his own people. Mm-hmm. And she's like, now I don't want to be naked in front of anyone. Like, I'm taking this bath by myself from now on.
Yeah,
because she does not, whatever she's doing in the bathtub, she does not want it reported back.
I missed that line of dialogue. I was wondering, I was like, what's the deal here? I missed that line.
Yeah. So, very, very creepy dude.
Laris has got, like, little peepholes in her.
No, I don't want to know what sex crimes are going on there. All right, yes.
I get that, like, Otto has done, like, a lot of bad things and, like, he's furthering his family and whatever, but Laris literally shows up in the thing and is like, oh yeah, you don't like this person who happens to be my family? I'll kill them. Like, you do this, you don't like this? Oh, let me kill them. I mean, Alicent, even in the end, is, like, so scared of him. Because he is that evil and that psychopathic, and I feel like that's what the difference is. Kind of like Laris is just, like, so evil That's what makes him bad. There's he kills anyone for the tiniest little of favor that he could gain. He will he will burn. That's like my thing, because like Otto does a lot of garbage. Like, we get it, but he has the like family in mind. He wants to position. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does a lot of horrible things. But like, Lairs is straight up, I will like burn down an entire continent if this gives me a little bit more favor with you, who is above me.
Yeah, include you in the blame for it. So yeah, you just change.
I think that really comes down to like, are we talking about the worst person for Westeros or the worst person in Westeros?
Place.
Somebody else started that shtick, and I'm just rolling with it now, guys.
Okay.
So he's the little finger of the show.
He's great. Yeah. Little footer, excuse you.
We call him great value little finger.
Hey, yeah. For me, there's the great poet Omar, who says a man's got to have a code. And I don't, somebody wrote me back there. Omar from The Wire says a man's got to have a code. And I think Otto has a code and Laris does not.
Yeah.
That's true. I did not.
So a point in favor of Laris is that he is the most sympathetic to Aegon in his maiming. I can't decide if he's doing it because he's trying to curry favor with him or if he's genuinely sympathetic to him.
He is manipulating the fuck out of that situation.
He's manipulating it, but that's the first kindness that poor kid has had.
Yeah. All right. Yes, sir.
Isn't there like a point made that his like securities, like all his wealth, is not stored in Harrenhal, like where he's like almost related to? So that should tell you that like he's in it for himself to begin with, because he's just there like broke. Like like Daemon goes over there, they have nothing. They're like sitting in a cold castle, dilapidated, like everything.
Well, no one wants to go to Harrenhal.
Bad
that's
place.
Like the worst. If we talk about worst places,
sleep disorder was geographic.
All right, let's go ahead and take the vote between Otto and Laris. Okay, all in favor of Otto Hightower being the worst person in Westeros?
Holy
wow!
I think those arguments about Laris this round, okay?
Okay. What is this, like 10 people?
All in favor of Laris.
This is the
okay.
I see some of you who are abstaining.
Y'all just don't like greasy people.
Yeah. This is actually just a little Kristen Cole.
Yeah. Okay. So our final matchup is Kristen versus Laris. And yeah, we are going to run over time. I apologize if you have appointments.
This is so weird.
Yeah.
This is the weirdest timeline, you guys.
You can't kill your dad and your brother and not be a piece of shit.
I mean, we're not. Are we seriously
comparing Kristen and Laris? Because I'm sorry, it is always going to be Kristen.
It's Kristen.
The prettier the shittier. Let's not lose.
Kristen Cole is the person who basically is assisting the Hightowers and the Targaryens all because he got pussy whipped and rejected.
Yeah, he got told no and he took it very personally.
Yes. like, dude, it's been 20 years. Let it go.
Yeah. Can't have been that good.
Targaryen,
you never forget.
Like, really? The Targaryen is that good.
The only redeeming value that I think Kristen Cole has is that Alicent finally gets to have good sex.
Yeah.
I think that's really his only redeeming value.
Yeah,
we're going to base the worst person on Westeros. Are you had better sex?
Does it matter? I'm not arguing that it should matter, but I'm asking, this is a legitimate question. This is not a rhetorical question. Does it matter that Alicent gave Kristen Cole her favor? The reason why I say this is because we're talking about two people. We're talking about two guys who are both not great that share a common denominator, and that common denominator is Alicent. Mm-hmm. And so my question is, does it matter to us in this discussion that Alicent at least has made a choice as to which one of these two people she thinks is probably the bigger piece of shit?
Yes.
At least the relationship that she has with Kristen is consensual and it's mutual, and it appears that she may actually like have some feelings for him.
Yeah.
Whereas Larry, that just feels like
transactional.
Yes, very transactional.
But again, we're basing the worst person on Westeros on
Allison's opinion.
Not the person.
Which actually, honestly, no, this feels very reductive, and now I feel like I kind of want to like back off from this discussion because like the idea that we're like choosing the worst person in Westeros based on a woman's behavior and like her relationship.
Well, I'm
feels really bad.
Well, I'm asking this question. I'm asking this: is her opinion even a factor in that analysis?
No, Don doesn't carry the question.
No. Right.
I don't think we're looking at it as which one does Allison like better, but we're looking at their treatment of Allison. Yes.
Right.
Well, I kind of go with the guy over here. If you can kill your father and your brother, then you are probably the biggest piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
number one. Yeah. Like, Chrissy Cole's bad.
This is a really weird pairing, you guys.
It really is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Red hat, blue shirt.
For me, this is very simple, and I kind of liken it to, like, the Penguin and Joker. The Penguin is just a bad guy. He's just doing violent shit, which is what Cole is doing. Joker actually wants to watch the world burn, which is what Larys is doing. It's simple.
Well, when you put it that way.
Okay.
Okay.
You in the back with the red thing.
Cole acts all on emotion. Wannabe Littlefinger calculates everything.
Thank you for calling him Littlefinger too.
He acts on his emotion right then, while wannabe Littlefinger's always thinking of calculating.
Littlefooter.
Alright, check it all.
I'm trying to make Littlefooter happen, okay?
I just want to disagree with the idea that Larys wants to see the world burn.
Okay.
He is advancing his position in every one of these decisions.
Just like Otto.
Right. Yeah. Cole, on the other hand, is just a wrecking ball. But Larys is actually that he didn't have a future, and he's put himself in a position very much like Littlefinger did.
So towards the end of the series, Cole and Allison was a thing, but he pretty much shelved her when he got a hold of some power. And then he's the one who's, you know, took the army and rode off and started the fight. So, you know, yes, Larys killed his father, brother, family, but Christian Cole killed lots of innocent people.
Okay.
So which one's worse?
All right, let's go ahead and hold our final vote because we are 5 minutes past and people need to get out. If you think Kristen Cole is the worst person in Westeros.
I am proudly raising my anti-Kristen Cole hand.
Okay.
I just want to be very clear about this.
All right. All in favor of Larys?
Dude, this is awfully close.
There's a lot of abstainers, I feel like.
We're going to have
There's a good number of abstainers.
God.
Okay.
I would generally do not know.
Jimmy, we're going to do the vote again. Can you count? You know I don't know how.
We can separate it. Can we
count that section?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Someone count over there. All right. Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, one more time. If you haven't made your decision is obviously Kristen Cole, okay?
All right. All in favor of Kristen Cole so we can do a count.
All right, I see about 400, so...
Yes! I feel like I know what's happening here.
Okay, so 52 total?
Yeah, 50, okay. That's 52 against Kristen Cole.
Okay. All right, and for Larys.
It's in the 60s, but it is Larys.
All right, Larys is the worst person in Westeros.
That's close.
Wow.
Who won last year this year?
Littlefinger.
So Littlefinger won last year, and Littlefooter won this year. It is come full perfect circle.
We don't like creepy weird guys.
I know.
Thank you for listening to the Geek Saga podcast. If you like what you heard, please check out other Geek Saga entertainment endeavors, including the Sagas and Sass webcast and podcast, and Ice and Fire Con.